I'm going to say it again. Get out of the middle. God continues to tell us to get out of the middle. In his grace, he is again telling us to get out of the middle. God is the Lord God that changeth not. In Malachi 3:6, God says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." We can rely on his word. Because God has not, or we don't believe we've seen the strong hand of God in response to our disobedience, does not mean it's not disobedience, and it does not mean the disobedience is acceptable to God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Numbers 23:19 tells us, if he spoke it, he shall perform it. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he had that he should repent, hath he said and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? God does not change. He means what he said. He said what he meant. There's been grace. There's been grace. There's been grace and mercy. The time for the middle is over. If you think you're still standing on any foundation and you have not made a decision, you are in a dangerous place. It is gone. We must make a decision. Either we're going to be for God and do it his way, or we're not going to be with God. And no decision is a decision. You have to choose. No choice by default is a choice for the enemy. And understand, the wages of sin is death. Death in this lifetime, death to relationships, death to your peace, death to you fill in the blank. And then there's eternal damnation when this body no longer is alive. The real us, our spirit, we're going somewhere. And you all, I don't care who has told you what bishop, pope, whoever has said that someone can pray you out of somewhere, please get into the Holy Bible. If this is the God you're going to serve, his word stands firm. Get into the word and find where God tells you that someone can pray you, that you can live however you want, reject God, and then someone's going to pray you. Someone else is going to pray you into God's presence. It's find it. Find it. You don't have to believe me. And that's one of the things that you will hear me say, ask God. Ask God. Lazy will get you killed. It can get you killed. Let's say that. Being just, hey, that time, that day is over, you all. Just listening, you know, to everybody and it sounds good. And then you spend your time listening to this preacher and you think you've done God a favor. That's not a favor for God. The point of getting the word is for you. He's God. It's his word. He's well familiar with it because he and his word are one. So we have to decide that we're going to get into this Bible under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Please know that when you accepted the gift of salvation, that you said, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I accept the gift of salvation. I am no longer mine. And I take the gift of salvation. I give you my life. I give you my life. I take the gift of salvation. You've given him your life. So if he is Lord, he's king, got to figure out, how does this king think? What does this king want of me? Or are we going to be content with rebellion? That's a sign of the enemy, Satan. He rebelled against God and took some of the angels with him. But if we are followers of Christ, we must get into this word. And we can't do it by just saying, oh, in my natural mind, I'm going to read this. No, 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 no. It's a mystery. There's hidden mysteries in this word. This is God. When you're handling this word, you're handling God. He and his word are one. And the only way for us to understand this word is under the guidance and tutelage of Holy Spirit. the very Spirit of God that came to live inside of us. So we have to ask, Holy Spirit, please teach me this word. I submit. I want to know this word. Teach me this word. And he will teach you all things because he is the teacher. There's no teacher like him. I don't care. Doctor so-and-so with 92 divinity degrees. The mysteries of this word are here and God will give them to you. There's no other person as Jesus and as us. There's nobody that's, now other people, God may give revelation, but he's not the essentials of what we need to know, what you need to know, what I need to know. He has obligated himself to us. He is such a powerful, good and loving God. So we have to get to the point where we are not lazy. We're not saying, well, so-and-so told me this. I'm relying on that. At this time, we've got to hear explicit instructions. We need to, I'm thinking of something and I don't want to say it right now because it's still a sensitive issue because it just happened, but it was all these, what's in this message. I got this, when was it? On the 5th, today's the 6th, yesterday morning. But I have, you can go back and listen to other things that God has said. We need explicit instructions. Where do we go today? Where not to go on today? What's going to happen at this location? Do I send my child to school today? Is there going to be a school shooting? What should I take this job or do I need to adjust? Or God will tell us what we need to know. And we have to get with God now, you all. Because things are coming on this land and I'm not trying to scare you. I am telling you, and you don't have to believe me. That's a beautiful thing. I'm telling you to ask God. Ask God. We need to shut, if you have an idea of what's going on, I know that you are not still scrolling on and commenting on social media for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, 3, 4, 5 hours a day watching reality shows. I know you're still not listening to that music or trying to find out what this artist is doing. Can't be. Can't be, you all. Please hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. Please. We've got to get into God's presence. We've got to pray because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And while we're sitting there doing that, he's plotting, he's planning, he's erecting things. He's setting up time release curses and events. So when you get this age or hit this date, this all falls apart. You are also, I'm going to say in case you don't hear it in another message, please, I don't know what your financial situation is, but there's hashtag, don't lose your mind when you lose your millions. Now, I don't believe that's just for millionaires, but that told me that there's going to be some people who are going to experience significant loss seemingly in the blink of an eye. And so if they're losing money and you don't have millions and this thing is going to impact many, please don't think that you have time to do all the things. We can't do things as usual right now, you all. It's changed. Get out of the middle. Hashtag shut it down. Hashtag don't lose your mind when you lose your millions. Hashtag again, don't cheapen the sacrifices of Jesus. Jesus died a brutal, vicious death so that you and I would have the freedom to be free from sin and the freedom to serve him. It doesn't just bring us out of sin. It gave us the opportunity to commune with the holy God. God told us to, he tells us in his word to come boldly unto the throne of grace in time of need. We need him, you all. Oh my God. I'm thinking of, okay, it just hit me. One of the, the images that's on my website right now talks about us getting our children into places of safety so that we don't cry tears of regret later. You all, I'm telling you, oh my God. Please don't think I'm telling you as me. Please don't think it's me. If I could put something over me and you don't know it's me, that would be fine with me because I don't need you to know me. I'm just a voice. I'm one just out here crying. You all, please shut it down. You don't have time for all of this frivolous stuff. Or you will find yourself in a place of regret. You'll find yourself crying needless tears. The enemy comes in like a flood, but God will lift up a standard against him. But you're not in position as he wants to reveal to you, give you strategy. If you don't hear him, then you'll say, well, why God? Why? I don't understand why. But the whole time he's pleading. He's not trying to hold anything back. If he sent his son to die that vicious death, do you think he doesn't want to help you? He loves you. The devil is evil. And I'm not going into the whole history of everything. You have to study to show thyself approved. So right now we have to find out what God has said. Get out of the middle. Focus on him. We cannot say, well, the bishop, the pope, the pastor told me this. God is holding each and every one of us responsible. We have to seek him while he may be found. And please, if you're having any trouble reading the King James Version, please don't use that as an excuse. There are translations, direct translations that are designed to be more of a word-for-word translation versus a paraphrase where they've just kind of taken the idea. And one of those is the English Standard Version. You can search and do research for others, but that's one. You can obtain these and access them online through apps. Please get into the Word of God. Let him speak to you. God even tells us that, and it's a part I've shared about the family mandate. God is restoring the family. He wants to use those of us who are saved to form Christ. We are part of the kingdom. He's a king. Our bodies are still here, but we're citizens of the kingdom. The kingdom functions differently. It's voice activated. That's why God, he spoke and the world was formed. Well, we are to form the lives of others, form circumstances, situations, affairs, concerns, but we have to be positioned in holiness, positioned in righteousness, positioned in God, and we can form Christ in our family members. They can be delivered by the cleanliness of our own hands. God says he looks for a man to stand in the gap. God is trying to find all kinds of ways to get to us. We are in the army of the Lord. Our lives are not our own. Soldiers do not entangle themselves in the affairs of the world. Doesn't mean we don't engage and interact with people, but our primary focus, time, we're here just for a very short amount of time, but eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever. And the Bible says there are going to be many who say, God, I did this for you. I did this for you. I prophesied. People are going to say, I cast out demons, that, you know, I healed the sick. You know, I ministered. I preached here. But he's going to say, I never knew you. Never had a personal relationship with God. So we must have that relationship, and then we're to teach and train, I should say, our children. Training is a process. It takes time. Think of what goes on in the army. Training. There's a repetition. There's a definite strategy. There's purpose in all training activities. We're going to train them to love. We're going to train them to pray. We're going to train them to obey. We have to train them. And God's going to hold them responsible as they grow older for heeding to the training and seeking God. And he's going to hold you responsible for what you did and did not do. We have to really assess our time. I invite you, as I'm talking right now, take a time. I used to share this with people. Do a time log, maybe for a week, 2 weeks and see how you're spending your time, and then create a time budget. And your budget should be consumed with the things that are most important. Is there time in your budget for prayer, for reading the word, praying, teaching your children? How much time are you spending on apps, on phones, talking to people about stuff that doesn't matter? Trying to defend and fight and say, oh, someone says this about this entertainer, and you say, oh, no, you didn't know, and back and forth. Do you really have the time for that? If you knew that COVID-19 was coming back next week, would you still behave the same? Do you have enough money, enough food? Do you have everything stored up? Is your health in place? Can you make it being in the house? Are you going to be able to pay your bills? How are you going to educate your child? I don't know exactly, pinpoint date, what's coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Perilous times are coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Something's coming. Ask God. Ask God. Ask God. And you have to get to know the voice of God. That means spending time reading his word, asking Holy Spirit to train you, asking him to lead you and guide you in various activities and give you instructions. You can talk to Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, which way do I go today? Holy Spirit, learn the voice of God. But first, just read the word, because that is his voice. That is Logos' word. But for specific applications, after you spend time, you begin to, as you're being taught by Holy Spirit, you're learning the voice of Holy Spirit. He'll tell you, read this, do this. This is an answer that bringing revelation, you learn his voice. And then you talk to him throughout the day. We have to learn his voice, and we need to learn. I teach our children. Because what if they're in a friendship with someone or about to take a ride with someone to the mall or to the store, wherever they're going, and the Holy Spirit's telling them, don't do that. Don't do that. Holy Spirit may know exactly what that person, maybe they're going to the store to do something that your child doesn't need to be a part of. Maybe there's going to be an accident. Maybe they're going to drink. Maybe they're going to get caught by the police for something. You don't know. Holy Spirit tells them, don't date him. That's not the one. And then, you know, you find out, well, this person is abusive, and they're a stalker. And Holy Spirit, there's unnecessary pain. We need Holy Spirit now. That's our bestie. There should be no other bestie before him. All the other ones can fall in line underneath, but we shouldn't talk to anybody more than we talk to him. He's got to be our ultimate bestie. And there's more that I have to share, but what I'm going to say right now is God is love. And God wants to see himself in you. We are to love God. That is our chief objective. We should have a relationship, love. And then that love, when we have his love on the inside of us, when we have God's love, that's the basis for everything. God will work with us through, because when we love him, it's going to compel us to want him. When you love something, whether it's a person or a piece of chocolate, you want that. You want to talk to him. You want to be with him. You know, you want it. God wants us because he is love. So he wants to, that's a reflection. He sees himself in us when there's the love. And we need the love of God. And guess what? Let's all ask right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to give me a love for you. I couldn't have even come to you for salvation had you not drawn me. I need you to do everything. I need you to give me the desire, the ability to love you. I need you to give me the love that I need to give to you, to have for you. God's okay with that. We're mere mortals. Don't get it twisted. Oh, well, I'm going to get it together myself. You're never going to get it together enough for him. So we have to just humble ourselves and yield and acknowledge in us is there's no good thing besides you if we've accepted Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. God, help me to love you more. Give me an insatiable desire for you and your word. Make yourself simply irresistible to me. God, make me want you more than I want anything else. Make me hunger for your word. God, I want to hunger for your word in Jesus' name. God, you told me if I would ask, if I would seek and I would not, you would open the door of my heart, God. Open the door to your presence. Let me come in. Make it wide. God, let me see the depth that I can go in you. And God, pull me in. Draw me in, God. I want to taste and see that the Lord is good. Ask him for everything. So with that said, please get out of the middle. Shut it down and get prepared. Not scared. Let's just get prepared. Know that God loves us so much that there's a grace. And you may say, well, why is God? No. I'm not saying what this and this is God and this is not God. Ask him. But what I am saying is God is telling us to get out of the middle, make a choice, make a decision. Because please understand that God has to, at some point, judge unrighteousness. Because basically what happens, just think about it. When things just go along, yeah. And people think there are no consequences of sin. What do? They just do their thing, right? Because they think they can just keep, you know, clinging, kicking, staying in God's face. And he takes it. But the dangerous thing is, you know, you may say, oh, God's offended. You talk to God about that. But think about this in his grace. He has to, because if he does not bring it to the attention of men that we're out of line because his word will stand, you will die in your sins because you don't even know something's wrong. He has to come in and say, no, not accepting that, and allow us to see personally, or to see in society, see in the world, however this comes down, wherever you stand and you fall in the situation, that these things are not acceptable. Because in time, we have time to correct it. Once you take your last breath here, you're going to wake up in hell or in heaven. So God is good. He will judge sin. We need to get prepared. Please tell everybody you know. Get your children ready. In Jesus' name, blessings.